calling her name. We thought 200 miles was nothing, we couldn't get through. But after that first fall, the time got longer between the calls, and I couldn't help but wonder what happened to my little love. You wish you mean it, girl. I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then, I'll be counting down the minutes. I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it. Love you, miss you, mean it, baby. Said, I don't know about you, but I love you, miss you, mean it. I still see you when I'm dreaming. I just wanna feel you hold me again. And I've been counting down the minutes. I'll keep climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it. Love you, miss you, mean it.
Country.
All right. All right. Yeah, it's all right. All right. Don't need no 5-star reservations. I got spaghetti and a cheap bottle of wine. Don't need no concert in the city. I got a stereo and the best of Patsy Cline. Ain't got no caviar, no Dom Perignon. But as far as I can see, I got everything I want. Cause I got a roof over my head, the woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet forever, and the eyes staring back at me, and it's alright, alright. Yeah, I got all I need, and it's alright by me. Maybe later on we'll walk down to the river, lay on a blanket and stare up at the moon. It may not be no French Riviera, but it's all the same to me as long as I'm with you. Maybe a simple life, but that's okay, yeah. If you ask me, baby, I think I've got it made. Over my head, the woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet forever, in the eyes staring back at me, and it's alright, alright. Yeah,
Alex Water Conditioning Studio. This is KBEW-FM, Blue Earth, Fairmont, 98 Country. 98 Country.
In town.
Your radio's found the right place.
98.1 FM, transmitting to two states with your favorite hot country.
It's time now for boys high school basketball on 98 Country. Tonight, the Mavericks of Martin County West take on the Jaguars of Cornita-Huntley, East Chain, Truman, Martin Luther. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Bank Midwest of Fairmont and Sherburne, Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited of Fairmont, Troy Jensen Seeds of East Chain LP Gas, Nutrien Ag Solutions of East Chain, Schuster's Pressure Washer Sales and Service of Fairmont, Welcome Oil Company of Welcome, Elm Creek Agronomy of Northrop and East Chain, the Trimont Town Center Market, Moore and Ace Hardware of Trimont, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, State Line Cooperative, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, United Hospital District, M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson of Blue Earth and Wells, New Way K&H Cooperative, Stencil Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, and by Greg Heine, your pioneer dealer of Delavan. And a good Thursday evening, everybody. We welcome you to Grenada tonight as we are getting set for a matchup of our couple of our area teams in Martin County, as the Martin County West Mavericks have made the short road trip from Trimont, or Sherburne, I should say, over here to Grenada to take on the Knights. The Jaguars. That takes me back a few years here. The Jaguars of Martin Luther, Cornita-Huntley, East Chain, Truman, Martin Luther, as we take a look here at tonight's matchup here, and we'll come back and begin our pregame coverage here from Grenada coming up in 2 minutes. You're listening to High School Basketball on 98 Country and online at KBEW98Country.com.
What do most banks do when they're not taking care of customers? At Bank Midwest, our team is serving someone and something else. Like donating funds to the local fire department that needs updated equipment and protective gear. The kids in your neighborhood who need playground equipment. And the YMCA for the area that needs program funding. Bank Midwest, where what we do for you and your community matters. Bank Mid what? Bank Midwest. Member FDIC.
This is Leah with Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited. If you're looking for honest and experienced farmland experts and appraisals, we are here to help. As every family situation is different, we can evaluate your unique situation and help you through the numerous decisions to be made. With a strong surge in farmland prices, sales are strong, and it's a good time to discuss your appraisal, auction, or private land sale needs. If you need any help, give me a call at Auctioneer Alley or go online to auctioneeralley.com. When it comes to the experience you need, we have it. We are family-owned for over 60 years and treat each sale as our own.
If you're looking for higher yield and greater insights, visit with Troy at Troy Jensen Seeds of East Chain. DeKalb focuses their energies on doing all they can to move your corn expectations forward by improving performance no matter the challenge. That mission has made them an industry leader for over 100 years. Asgrow and Stein has been committed to helping farmers get the most consistent performance from their soybean acres through innovations in seed and high yield practices. For more information, give Troy a call at 507-399-1500. That's Troy Jensen Seeds of East Chain. Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas, who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264. Back in Grenada, as we continue on our pregame show here tonight, this is the second meeting of the season between the Jaguars and the Mavericks. The first game back on the 3rd of December over in Sherburne. That was a win here for Martin County West in a close one, 69-67 in that one. And coming into tonight's game, the Jaguars are 6-7 overall. Martin County West is at, let's see here, at 4-9 as we take another break, and we'll come back with more pregame festivities here from Grenada coming up after we take this 2 minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on 98 Country and online at KBEW98Country.com.
Nutrien Ag Solutions of East Chain provides not only the products you require, fertilizer, seed, and crop protection products, they also offer many valuable agronomic services farmers need to succeed. Their total package approach is tailored to meet the needs of customers like you. With the advent of precision farming and other strategies designed to enhance your efficiency, their services have become a high priority. They understand it's a tough business and plan to continue offering a total package of quality products and superior service. At Nutrien Ag Solutions, Solutions of East Chain. Landa Pressure Washers from Schuster's Pressure Washer Sales and Service of Fairmont has become the most trusted name in hot water pressure washers in North America. Landa has one of the most aggressive and responsive warranty policies, providing customers with the assurance that when you buy a Landa, you're buying equipment built to last and safe to use. Schuster's Pressure Washers also carries car and truck wash soaps and brushes. For more information about Landa Pressure Washers, call Schuster's Pressure Washer Sales and Service or check them out at landa.com.
Welcome, Oil Company of Welcome is your place to turn for bulk fuels and delivery. They carry farm oil and BP petroleum products, keeping engines and equipment running smoothly. Using advanced lubricant technology, these high-quality oils are formulated to meet or exceed the performance requirements of today's heavy-duty equipment. See Welcome Oil Company for fuel pumps, hoses, and hitchstock fuel carts. Call 507-728-8865. Welcome Oil Company of Welcome. Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go. They have the latest performance data to help you choose the right corn products for each of your acres. Results start with industry-leading genetics. Next, thousands of local on-farm trials uncover more insights to maximize yields. When it's time to go, call Tracy Weimers, Claire Schmidt Jr., or Tristan Madej, your local Pioneer sales professionals at Elm Creek Agronomy of Northrop and East Chain at 507-436-5282. Pioneer, with you from the word go. The Trimont Town Center Market is the store built by the community. Their deli makes it easy to grab a meal on the go or to take home. The bakery has fresh baked goods for any special occasion. The meat department offers great options in every price range, and their fresh fruits and vegetables in the produce department will have you coming back for more. They also have 24-hour pay at the pump fuel service and a liquor store. They're open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thank you for shopping the Trimont Town Center Market. Back in Grenada, as we take a look at your starters for tonight's matchup, first of all, for the visitors up on the scoreboard, the Mavericks of Martin County West. Number one, Kale Larson, 5'11" senior. Number two, Lucas Larson, 5'11" senior. Number 15, Josh Robin, 6'2" senior. Number 21, Jacob Wilmus, 6'3" junior. And number 22, Jeremiah Olson, a 6'1" senior here for the Mavericks of Martin County West. Now for the Jaguars of Martin Luther, Creta Huntley, East Chain Truman. Number one, Lane Cruz, 5'9" junior. Number two, Bryce Borkenhagen, 5'11" sophomore. Number three, Eli Jensen, 5'11" sophomore. Number five, Brady Grathwall, 5'10" junior. And number 25, Carson Hasted, 6'4" senior here for the Jaguars of Martin Luther, Creta Huntley, East Chain Truman. We'll take one more quick 30-second timeout. We're back with basketball in 30 seconds here on 98 Country.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
More at Ace Hardware in the Trimont Town Center is your full-service Ace Hardware store. They carry a full line of Valspar, Clark, and Kensington paints. Grilling season is here, and you'll find Weber and Traeger grills in stock. You'll also find a full supply of lawn and garden items, including Craftsman and Toro lawn equipment. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. More and Ace Hardware in the Trimont Town Center is a place with the helpful hardware folks. Like it or not, winter is now here. Keep your family warm with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Weaver's has a full selection of snow boots in stock to keep your feet warm while out in the cold. You'll also find warm socks, stocking caps, gloves, and so much more. A great idea for the man or kid that works outside is Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Area farmers, are you looking for agronomy solutions that enhance your bottom line? Look no further than...
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Back in Grenada, we are underway with tonight's matchup here with a basketball here now for the Jaguars and a shot put up and in here this time here now by the Jaguars. It's going to end up being Jackson Madsen in here for the Jaguars. So Madsen gets the opening shot of the night. And the turnover here on Martin County West. We're going to go back the other way here now with the basketball. Borkenhagen in the front court. Basket to our left. He'll drive. He'll shoot. He'll score. Borkenhagen with his first two and his 4-0. Jaguars up on top. They come out with a full court press. Gets it back over another Luke Larson up in the front court. Basket to our right here this time on the left wing. Going to go back inside now. Fires it back out to Keel Larson. Looks at a three, doesn't take it. Top of the key. Fires back out this time here now. To Wilmus. Shoots. That's no good. Rebound. Block foul, but no, not going to have a block. We're going to have a travel call here on the Mavericks. They'll turn the ball over. It'll go back here to the Jaguars as we are about a minute into the first half here in Grenada. Inbounds pass this time goes to Borkenhagen. He's in the front court. Basket to our left. Getting it back out this time here now to Madsen. He shoots a three. That's no good. Rebounds his own shot. Puts it back up and in, and he'll go to the free throw line. Jackson Madsen in to start here tonight for the Jaguars. Actually, it's not going to be Madsen. It's going to be Hasted with that one. So Hasted gets the shot to go in, and he'll get a chance to complete a three-point play here. Foul going to be called here now on 22, Jeremiah Olson for Martin County West. The free throw's no good. Rebound taken here now by Madsen. He'll launch another three. That's no good. The rebound, tie up, alternating possession. Will end up going back here now to the Mavericks with 16:44 left to go here in the first half. And it's 6-0 here now. Jaguars up on top. Inbounds pass this time going to be going now to Kale Larson up to the front court now. Basket to our right. Going to get it back up to Olson up on top this time. Going to get back inside to Wilmus. Turnaround jump shot. Wilmus is no good. Rebound out of bounds. It'll go back here now to... It'll go back here to the Jaguars with 6:30 left to go here. 16:30, I should say, left to go in the first half. 6-0 our score. Jaguars up on top with the basketball here now. It is going to be Borkenhagen. Borkenhagen will drive in. He will stop. He will shoot. He will score again. Borkenhagen with four. It's now 8-4. 8-0, I should say. Jaguars up on top. Maverick basketball. Kia Larson up in the front court. Basket to our right. Off to Lucas Larson. Getting it back to Olson. Right wing. Back inside. Up on top. Kia Larson. He'll try a three. That's no good. Rebound taken this time here by the Mavericks. We got a foul called from behind here. Going to be called, I believe, on number five. That is Brody Grothwell. And Grothwell gets his first foul. The first foul here of the half for the Jaguars, and the first year one as well here for Martin County West. With the basketball once again here now is Wilmus on the high post right side. Wilmus will drive in, fires out to Luke Larson now on the right side. He goes in, he shoots, and he scores. Lucas Larson with his first two of the night, and it's 8-2. Jaguars up on top. They have the basketball. With it here now, it'll be Eli Jensen getting it back off this time now to Carson Hasted. Back out this time now to Madsen. Madsen getting it back out now to Grathwall. Grathwall will drive. He will hold things up, getting rid of it now. Now to Borkenhagen on the high post right side. Borkenhagen will drive in, firing it back inside this time. Shot put up from underneath is good. Shot good that time by, I believe, is going to be on, let's see here, Eli Jensen with his first two of the night. 10-2 now our score. Mavericks up on top, and they throw the basketball away. Martin County West throws it away with 15:05 left to go in the first half, and it's 10-2 now in favor of the Jaguars over Martin County West. It's Jaguar basketball. Inbounds pass this time. Going to go to Borkenhagen up in the front court. Now basket to our left. Borkenhagen top of the key now. Now goes off to the high post, left side. Borkenhagen will drive in. Loose basketball picked up this time here now by the Mavericks. We go the other way. Keel Larson, high post, left side with it now. Going to go back inside here now to Wilmus. He goes in, shoots. That's no good. Rebound taken now by Kane Sharp. He loses it. And it's going to go back here now to the Jaguars. Jaguar basketball now. Borkenhagen now with it. Gets it right back up on top to Eli Jensen on the left side. Up on top to Grathwall. Grathwall this time to Madsen. Driving, shooting, no good. Rebound taken by Olson, Martin County West. To the front court, basket to our right we go now. Up on top to Wilmus. Wilmus looking inside. Putting it up and in is Kane Sharp this time here now for the Mavericks. And he puts it in, and he's going to be fouled, and he'll get a chance to complete a three-point play here now for Martin County West. guilty of that one here now for the Jaguars. That'll be on Carson Hasted, his first, the team's second of the first half. And a chance to complete a three-point play for Kane Sharp, 6'4" senior for the Mavericks. It's up. It's good. He completes the three-point play. Timeout on the court. We'll step aside with 14:16 left to go here in the first half. And our score, the Jaguars 10, Martin County West 5. We're back with more in 30 seconds.
Area farmers, are you looking for agronomy solutions that enhance your bottom line? Look no further than your Stateline Cooperative Agronomy team. At Stateline Co-op, we know your farm success depends on smart planning, reliable support, and expert advice. Our team of trusted advisors is ready to help with customized recommendations to maximize your yields and protect your bottom line. Give your local Stateline Co-op agronomist a call today to find out what the Stateline Advantage is all about. Stateline Cooperative, real people, real pride.
Back in Grenada, the Jaguars of Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Jane Truman 10, the Mavericks of Martin County West 5 with 14:16 left to go here in the first half as Carson Hasted will attempt the inbounds pass and he gets it in. Now to Grathwell, he's going to bring it up to the front court basket to our right, this time. Here's Borkenhagen at the free throw line, stopping, shooting, missing everything, air balls it out of bounds. It goes back here now to the Mavericks. Martin County West basketball with 14:05 left to go in the first half. Inbounds pass this time. Going to be going here now to Olsen. Gets it back off now to Kale Larson in the front court. Basket to our right. Gets it off to Olsen. Now goes to the far side now. Cross court pass this time. Off to Kale Larson. Kale will drive in. Shoot, no good. Rebound. Not going to bounce. Last touch that time here by the Jaguars. It goes back to the Mavericks. Maverick basketball with 20 seconds left to go on the shot clock here. Maverick basketball with it here now with the inbounds pass will be Chase Owens this time. Inbounds pass taken away and we're going to be going the other way here now. It is Jaguar basketball. Shot put up is no good, out of bounds. Last touch that time by the Mavericks and goes back here to the Jaguars of Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Truman. 13:41 left to go first half. Inbounds pass attempted by Borkenhagen here now for the Jaguars. Morgan-Hagen gets that one in out of Grathwell on the right side. Grathwell back out to Jensen. He tries a three from the high post right side up and good. Eli Jensen with five now. 13-5 and an eight-point lead here now for the Jaguars. With it now, Kale Larson. And he gets to Olsen in the high post left side. Back out this time to Wilmus on the left wing. Bounce pass inside to Olsen. Olsen gets it right back to Wilmus now on the left wing. Wilmus now with it, looking back inside this time here now. Two sharp shoots, no good. Rebound taken by the Jaguars. We go the other way. Borkenhagen in the front court. Basket to our left this time. Getting it back out now to Madsen. Madsen, loose basketball, and then taken away this time by the Mavericks. And the Jaguars try to get another takeaway of their own, but a foul going to be called here now on the Jaguars. Guilty of that one, Bryce Borkenhagen, his first, the team's third of the first half. Martin County West trailing Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Jane Truman, 13-5 here from Grenada tonight. For the basketball here now is Kale Larson in the front court. Basket to our right. Back out this time now to Luke Larson. He shoots a three. That's no good. And the rebound taken by Borkenhagen. We go the other way. Front court basket to our left. Borkenhagen twisting, turning, shooting. No good, but he's going to be fouled that time here now by number 21. That's Jacob Wilmus, his first. That's the team's second of the first half. Pair of guys coming in here at the next buzzer. Braden Schell. Well, first of all, Borkenhagen will come into, will have two free throws coming up. First one is no good off the back of the iron. Two guys coming in here now for the Jaguars. Number four, Braden Schell. And also coming in here, Reagan Emmert, number 21. Second free throw coming up here now for Borkenhagen. That one is up. That one is good. Borkenhagen now with five. 14-5 now our score. Jaguars up on top. Mavericks with the basketball. Kale Larson gets it to Lucas Larson. Back to Kale Larson, high post left side. Going to go back out this time here now to Wilmus on the left wing. Loomis looking back inside. He gets it right back. Looks at a three, doesn't take it. He will hold, he will drive, he will shoot. No good, but he's going to go to the free throw line. Jacob Wilmus will end up going back to the free throw line here. Guilty of that one here for the Jaguars. It'll be Jackson Madsen, his first. And a pair of free throws coming up here now for Jacob Wilmus, 6'3" junior here for Martin County West. As he takes a couple of dribbles, and his first free throw is up and good. Wilmus gets his first free throw to drop here tonight. And Will Miss with his first point of the book, 14-6 our score. Jaguars up on top. Second free throw for Jacob Wilmus is up and no good. Rebound. Loose basketball picked up this time by Borkenhagen in the front court. Basket to our left here this time. On the left wing is Borkenhagen. Borkenhagen getting it back out to Jensen. Jensen for three left side. That's no good. And the rebound taken now by the Mavericks. With it here, Kale Larson, front court. Basket to our right this time. Kale gets it bounced past inside now to Wilmus. Wilmus dribbles, turns around. We got ourselves a tie-up or a foul. Yep, nope, it's going to be a foul called instead. They're going to call a foul here now on, let's see here, that will be on number 21. That'll be on Reagan Emmert. That's going to be his first for the Jaguars. And we'll have Sharp come out. And let's see back in here now for the Mavericks. It'll be Chase Owens, 5 foot 10 inch junior, in the ball game here now with 12 minutes left to go here now in the first half of the 14-6 lead here now for the Jaguars over Martin County West. Gets it back off now to Lane Cruz. Or check that. That'll be Kale Larson for Martin County West. Kale Larson now on the high post left side. Launches a three. Gets it. Kale Larson with his first three. And now the lead down to five for Martin Luther. Grenada Huntley, East Jane Truman, 14-9. Borkenhagen in the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Borkenhagen fires it back out this time now. Here's Reagan Emmert for three. That's no good. Rebound out of bounds. It goes back here now to the Mavericks with 11:27 left to go here now in the first half. Subtime now, as it will be Jeremiah Olson back into the ball game here now. He comes back in now for Chase Owens with 11:27 left to go here in the first half and a 5-point lead for Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Chain Truman here tonight over Martin County West. Bounce pass inside this time now to Wilmus. Turnaround shot is no good, but he'll end up going to the free throw line here now for the Mavericks. Powell going to be called here now on the Jaguars. Guilty of that one will be Braydell Shell. And a pair of free throws coming up for Jacob Wilmus, and the first one is up and good. Wilmus makes his first. He's got two here thus far tonight. 14-10 now our score. Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Jane Truman with the lead. Second free throw for Wilmus coming up. That one is up. That one is no good. Rebound taken here now by the Jaguars. We go the other way. Jensen in the front court. Basket to our left this time. Jensen now with it. Going to fire back out now to Shell. Shell back inside. Now to Madsen. Madsen goes out to the right wing. Back out to Shell now. Right corner. Back looking inside. Loose basketball picked up this time by Jensen on the left wing. Jensen up on top this time here. Now to Emmert. Emmert back to Madsen now in the left corner. Madsen now with it will drive in. And loose basketball picked up this time and taken away by the Mavericks. Going the other way. Luke Larson with the layup up and in. He's got four. And the lead cut to two now. The Jaguars 14, the Mavericks 12 with 10.5 left to go here in the first half. With the basketball here now, it will be Emmert. Emmert getting it back off this time here. Now to Sharp. Or check that. That is Jensen. Jensen will launch a long two from the left side up and good. Jensen now with seven. Lead back up to four here for Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Jane Truman. 16-12 with the lead here. Here's the Mavericks getting it back off to Kale Larson. Kale cross court pass this time. Going to be getting that one back off now to Olson. Here's a long shot from Kale Larson. Is no good from three. That's no good. The rebound taken here now by the Jaguars. Under 10 minutes left to go here now in half number one. With a basketball, Reagan Emmert. Going to fire back out to Madsen. Madsen will drive in. Shoot. That's no good. Rebound taken by Wilmus, Martin County West. Wilmus back out this time here now to Kale Larson in the front court. Basket to our right this time. Kale now, top of the key, gets it back out this time to Olson. Up on top to Wilmus, looks at a three, doesn't take it. Back to Olson. He'll try one from the right side. That's no good. Rebound, fought for and taken by the Mavericks. Bounce pass inside to Olson. We got a whistle and a foul going to be called here now on the Jaguars. And it'll be Shell's second personal here now, so he'll have to come out. Back in here now, Borkenhagen and Grathwall, and Shell will come out, as will Jensen for Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Truman with the seventh team foul here now for the Jaguars. It'll be one-on-one time coming up here for Martin County West. The first free throw for Olsen is no good. Rebound taken this time by the Jaguars. That is, let's see, Griffin Studer with the rebound this time. Off to Borkenhagen in the front court. Basket to our left here. Back out to Grathwall. Grathwall back out to Borkenhagen. He'll try a three. That's off the mark. That's going to go out of bounds and an air ball. Back now to Martin County West with 9:09 left to go in the first half. Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Truman 16. Martin County West 12. And this Maverick basketball, Kale Larson will walk it up to the front court. Basket to our right here this go-round as he's at the top of the key here now for the Mavericks. Kale Larson now with it. Well, look at a three. Doesn't take it. Gets it back off to Olsen. He'll try a three from the left corner. That's no good. Out of bounds. It'll go back here now to the Jaguars. Jaguar basketball with 8:51 left to go here now in the first half. Subtime once again for both squads. In now for Martin County West is Chase Owens. And in now for the Jaguars, Carson Hastad. Coming out will be Wilmus for the Mavericks, and coming out will be Reagan Emmett for the Jaguars. With 8:51 left to go in the first half, it's Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Truman 16, Martin County West 12. With it now, Borkenhagen, top of the key, back out to Madsen. He'll try a three from the left side. That's no good. Rebound taken by Luke Larson here now for Martin County West. Up to the front court, basket to our right here this time. Back off to Kale Larson, to Luke Larson, high post left side. Luke with it now. Going to get it back out this time here now. Back inside, turnaround jump shot is good this time for the Mavericks. And Robin gets that one to go down. And we have a timeout on the court. And we'll step aside as well with 8:20 left to go in the first half. And our score, Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Truman 16, Martin County West 14. We're back with more in 30 seconds.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care at our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Back in Grenada with 8:20 left to go in the first half. Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Truman 16, and Martin County West 14. It's Jaguar basketball. Inbounds pass goes to Borkenhagen. He's going to bring it up to the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Borkenhagen on the high post left side. Trying to direct traffic as much as he can. Gets it back off now to Grathwall. Grathwall back over now to, let's see here, number 25, Carson Hastad back in the ballgame. Hastad takes it from the left corner on the base thin. Around the perimeter they go as Jensen gets it back out. Now to Hastad in the right corner. Hastad back out to Borkenhagen. He tries a three left side. In and out, no good. Rebound, loose basketball taken by the Mavericks. We go the other way with 7:45 left to go in the first half. Kale Larson, front court, basket to our right this time. Going to get it back off now to number 23, that is, let's see, Owens. Owens right back up on top to Kale Larson. Back out now to Lucas Larson now on the left side. Back up on top to Kale Larson. Bounce pass inside now to Sharp. Sharp looking and finding Wilmus underneath. Puts it up and in. Jacob Wilmus with his first two of the night. He's got four altogether, and we're all tied up at 16 with 7:16 left to go in the first half. Madsen now on the left wing. Right back up on top this time here now. To Hastad. Hastad getting it back out to Grathwell. He will drive in back out to Madsen. He stops at the free throw line, shoots and scores. Jackson Madsen now. He's up to four, and it's 18-16. Jaguars up on top. 6:55 left to go first half. With it now, Kale Larson back to Lucas Larson. Going to bounce pass inside now to Sharp. Sharp back out now to Kale Larson for three left side up and good for Kale. He's got two threes, and that puts the Mavericks up on top for the first time tonight, 19-18. Borkenhagen top of the key. Gets it back to Madsen now on the left wing. Right back up on top this time to Grathwall. Grathwall now with it. Back out to Jensen. Jensen back now back out this time here now to Madsen. Back out up on top here now to Jensen. Jensen getting it back up to Borkenhagen. Loose basketball knocked away. Recovered now by the Mavericks. Here's Owens now in the front court. Basket to our right. Gets it to Keel Larson. He'll try a three. That's good. Keel Larson, back-to-back threes. He's got nine altogether, and the Mavericks have a 22-18 lead over the Jaguars with 6 minutes left to go in the first half. With it now, Jensen, and a foul going to be called here on Martin County West. Foul called here now on Martin County West. Guilty of that one, it will be Jeremiah Olson. That's his second, the team's third, with 5:56 left to go in the first half. Inbounds pass to Borkenhagen in the front court. Basket to our left, this time on the high post. Right side, Borkenhagen. Borkenhagen stopping, looking. Back to Madsen now. He will try from the free throw line left side. No good. Rebound taken now by Martin County West. Kale Larson to the front court. Basket to our right. Gets it back inside and almost loses it, but throws it right back into Kale Larson in the high post left side. Kale gets it to Wilmus. Looking back inside to Sharp, and a foul going to be called here now on Grathwall. Rathwall picks up his second. That is the team's eighth. Therefore, 1-1 time coming up here now for Kane Sharp. 6'4" senior here now for Martin County West. With 5:28 left to go here in half number one. Sharp with his first free throw of two is no good. It's going to end up being an air ball out of bounds. It goes back here now to Martin Luther, Grenada, Huntley, East Chain, Truman with 5:28 left to go here now in the first half. Inbounds pass to Borkenhagen. He's going to bring it up to the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Borkenhagen back out to Jensen on the left side. Jensen back to Madsen, now left corner. Madsen now with it. Loose basketball. Last touch that time by the Mavericks. Out of bounds back to the Jaguars with 5:15 left to go here now in the first half. Martin County West leading 22-18 over Martin Luther, Grenada, Huntley, East Chain, Truman. The Jaguars have the basketball. Matson now has it top of the key. He'll drive in, fire back out this time to Grathwall. Grathwall goes over right side now to Jensen. Eli Jensen now with it, driving, and he is going to be tripped up and fouled this time here now by Martin County West. Mavericks guilty of that one. And guilty of that one would be Chase Owens. That's his first, 5'10" junior. Fourth foul team-wise here for Martin County West in the first half with 5:01 left to go here in the first half. Coming back in, Jeremiah Olson. Coming out, Chase Owens here now for Martin County West. As Borkenhagen will attempt the inbounds pass here this time for the Jaguars. Gets it up on top to Madsen. Madsen now with it back inside this time now. To Hasted. Loose basketball picked up this time down by the Jaguars. Hasted now with it. He gets that one taken away from him, and we're going to go the other way. Bounce pass down court to Sharp. He gets that one taken away from him as well and knocked out of bounds. It goes back to Martin County West with 4:45 left to go in the first half. And the Mavericks with a 22-18 lead here now over Martin Luther, Grenada, Huntley, East Chain, Truman. Lucas Larson will attempt the inbounds pass. Bounce pass inside to Wilmus underneath, up and in. Wilmus gets that one to drop in. He's up to six now, and it's 24-18. Martin County West lead up to six. Borkenhagen now will drive. He will shoot, and he's fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line. Borkenhagen will end up going to the free throw line here now for the Jaguars. Guilty of that one will be Jacob Wilmus, his second, 15th foul of the first half here now for Martin County West. And a pair of free throws coming up here for Borkenhagen, and the first one is off the front of the iron, no good. Second free throw coming up here now for Bryce Borkenhagen, 5'11" sophomore here now for the Jaguars. Second free throw for Borkenhagen coming up. That one is up and no good. Misses them both. Rebound taken here now by Wilmus for Martin County West. Off to Keel Larson in the front court. Basket to our right this time. Keel Larson off now to Lucas Larson on the near side. Lucas getting it back out now to let's see here. That is Jeremiah Olson getting it back to Wilmus. Back out to Olson. Olson for three from the right side. No good. Rebound taken here now by Grathwall. The Jaguars, we go the other way. Borkenhagen in the front court. Basket to our left. Gets it to Madsen now in the left corner. Madsen now with it. Looking. Bounce pass inside. Loose basketball and taken away here now by the Mavericks. 3:55 left to go in the first half. Maverick basketball. Sharp with it now from the right corner. drives to baseline, gets it back out to Wilmus on the high post, right side. Wilmus firing back out, and around the perimeter they go. Here's a shot from three for Keel. Larson is no good. Rebound taken by Sharp. Turnaround jump shot. Sharp is no good. Out of bounds. Last touch that time by the Jaguars. It goes back to Martin County West with 3:34 left to go here now in the first half. Martin County West 24 and the Jaguars 18. As Lucas Larson gets set to inbounds the pass here this time. Now here's a shot from Keel Larson from the right side. Three, no good. Rebound, Wilmus underneath. Puts it up, no good. And it's going to be a foul going to be called here now on the Jaguars. And guilty of that one. Let's see here. 1-1 time coming up here now. And guilty of that one will be Reagan Emmert here now for the Jaguars. And he'll be going to the free throw line. It's actually going to be here now on, well, let's see here, number four. Here on Martin County West. Nope, that's, it'll be called on number four, whoever number four is here for Martin County West. We don't have a number four up on the board here. We'll go with Shell on that one. We'll go with Shell. This is going to be called to the Jaguars. It is on Shell, and it will be Maverick basketball with 3:05 left to go here now in this first half. Keel Larson back to Lucas Larson. Lucas on the high post right side. Back out to Keel Larson now on the left side. He will drive. He will shoot. He will score. Keel Larson, that's his first two of the night. He's got 11 overall and is 26-18 and an 18-point lead here, an 8-point lead, I should say, here now for Martin County West with 2:43 left to go in the first half. With it here now is Hasted. Hasted fires back to Grathwall now. Grathwall over to Jensen. Jensen for three from the left side. No good. Rebound taken here now by the Mavericks. We go the other way. Kale Larson in the front court. Basket to our right this time. Kale now with it. Fires back out to Lucas Larson for three from the left side. No good. Rebound shot put right back up. It's again no good here now by Josh Robin. And the rebound taken here now by the Jaguars. Down to 2:12 left to go here in the first half. Borkenhagen has it in the front court. Basket to our left. Borkenhagen back out to Jensen. He tries a three from the right side. Up and good. Eli Jensen now in double figures with 10. 26-21 now in a 5-point lead for the Mavericks. Minute 54 left to go in the first half. With it here now is Olsen now in the left corner. Olsen almost loses it. They're going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch that time here now by the Mavericks. It goes back to the Jaguars with a minute 47 left to go here until halftime. Inbounds pass attempted this time here now by Brady Grathwall. Grathwall gets that one back in, or should say Brody Grathwall gets it back in this time to Borkenhagen. Borkenhagen fires back out to Grathwall on the high post. Right side, back out this time here now to Hested, right wing. Back inside to Borkenhagen. Dribbles, turns around, shoots and scores. Borkenhagen now with 7, 26-23. Jaguars back to within 3 with a minute 20 left to go in the first half. Kale Larson in the front court. Basket to our right on the high post. Right side, Keel Larson launches a three. That's no good. Rebound taken here now by the Jaguars. Lucas Larson back to Keel Larson in the high post. Right side up on top. Wilmus back to Keel Larson. Keel back out to Olsen now in the right corner. Gets it around the perimeter. They go to Lucas Larson. Back to Keel Larson. High post right side. To the right wing here now will be the Mavericks. And 1 second left on the shot clock. And shot clock violation, and the ball goes back to the Jaguars with 49.8 seconds left to go in the first half. Martin County West 26, I should say. Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Truman 23. Inbounds pass this time. We'll go back here to the Jaguars. We're under 45 seconds left to go in the first half. Borkenhagen, top of the key. Borkenhagen will drive, hold things up, gets it back out to Jensen now on the high post, right side. Jensen now with it. Getting it back out this time here now. Two, let's see here. That's Reagan Emmert to Manson on the high post left side. There's about a 13-second differential on the between the shot and game clock. And a shot put up underneath by Reagan Emmert is good here now for the Jaguars. They're back to within 1, 26-25. Shot clock shut off with 13 seconds left to go in the first half. Lucas Larson in the high post right side. Going to go back out this time here now to Olsen. He takes the baseline, shoots, no good. Rebound taken here now by the Jaguars. Long shot at the buzzer with 1/10 of a second left to go. Out of bounds, it'll go back here now to Martin County West with 1/10 of a second left to go here in the first half. The inbounds pass is just in at the buzzer, and that is the end of the first half. Our halftime score, it's Martin County West 26, Martin Luther, Cornelia Huntley, East Chain, Truman 25. We'll take a break. We'll add things up and come back with the first half numbers here from Grenada coming up here in 3 minutes. You're listening to High School Basketball on 98 Country and online at KBEW98Country.com.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells. New Way K&H Cooperative offers Senex Superlube TMS, the parasynthetic diesel engine oil built for hardworking equipment. Superlube TMS delivers superior sludge protection, extended oil life, and durability to keep your engines running strong in the toughest conditions. Right now, during the New Way K&H Cooperative Winter Oil Tote Sale, save 40% on Gravity Totes, plus great deals on Senex Oil and Grease. Buy 100 gallons and get a $50 Visa gift card. Call New Way K&H Cooperative or visit newway-k&h.com today. If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000 or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
And we are back here in Grenada. Our halftime score, Martin County West 26, Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Truman 25. The Jaguars held a double-digit lead early in that first half, and the Mavericks came back and just kept chiseling away at that lead and is able to take a 26-25 halftime lead here going into the locker room. As we take a look at our first half numbers here now from Grenada, they look something like this. First of all, for Martin County West, Kale Larson has 11, Lucas Larson has 4, Kane Sharp off the bench with 3, 2 for Josh Robin, and 6 for Jacob Wilmes, a total of 26 points here now for Martin County West. Now for the Jaguars of Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Jane Truman, 7 points for Bryce Borkenhagen, 10 for Eli Jensen, 2 for Reagan Emmert, 5 points here, or check that, that should be 2, yep, 2 point, or 4 points I should say, yep, 4 points here for Jackson Madsen and 2 for Carson Hasted, a total of 25 points here now for the Jaguars of Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Truman. Again, our halftime score, Martin County West 26, Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Truman 25. We'll take another break, and we're back with more from Grenada in 3 minutes here on 98 Country.
Here's a question for you. How do you know if you're banking at the best place for you? Ask yourself, are you getting great service from people you like? Are you getting great rates on your deposits? Can you open accounts online? Is the mobile banking app fast and easy to use? Do you feel appreciated? At Bank Midwest, we check all those boxes because everything we do is all about you. It's not only what we do, but how we do it. Bank Mid How? Bank Midwest. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Dustin. Are you a farmer, landowner, or investor looking to buy or sell real estate in Minnesota or Iowa? Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited has over 60 years of experience with helping clients buy and sell farmland. If you need appraisals, auctions, private land sales, or just some help with navigating through a transaction, we are here to help. We are a family-owned business, and ag assets are what we know. So if you are looking for experienced farmland experts, contact Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited in Fairmont, Minnesota, or find us online at auctioneeralley.com.
If you're looking for higher yield and greater insights, visit with Troy at Troy Jensen Seeds of East Chain. DeKalb focuses their energies on doing all they can to move your corn expectations forward by improving performance no matter the challenge. That mission has made them an industry leader for over 100 years. Asgrow and Stein has been committed to helping farmers get the most consistent performance from their soybean acres through innovations in seed and high yield practices. For more information, give Troy a call at 507-399-1500. That's Troy Jensen, Seeds of East Chain. Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas, who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264.
Nutrien Ag Solutions of East Chain provides not only the products you require, fertilizer, seed, and crop protection products, they also offer many valuable agronomic services farmers need to succeed. Their total package approach is tailored to meet the needs of customers like you. With the advent of precision farming and other strategies designed to enhance your efficiency, their services have become a high priority. They understand it's a tough business and plan to continue offering a total package of quality products and superior service at Nutrien Ag Solutions of East Chain. Landa Pressure Washers from Schuster's Pressure Washer Sales and Service of Fairmont has become the most trusted name in hot water pressure washers in North America. Landa has one of the most aggressive and responsive warranty policies, providing customers with the assurance that when you buy a Landa, you're buying equipment built to last and safe to use. Schuster's Pressure Washers also carries car and truck wash soaps and brushes. For more information about Landa Pressure Washers, call Schuster's Pressure Washer Sales and Service or check them out at Landa.com.
And we are back here in Grenada. Let's take a look at what's coming up next here for both of these squads. First of all, for Martin County West, they're going to be off until Saturday, and they go up to Springfield to take on Sleepy Eye. And then next week, a couple of home games for the Mavericks. They will be hosting Nicolet on Tuesday and hosting New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva coming up here next Thursday. Now for the Jaguars, this is their schedule. After tonight, they're going to be off until Monday, as they will take on Huron Lake Okabena Lakefield Fulda up in Fulda. And then on Tuesday, they will be going over to Alden to take on Alden Concord Glenville Emmons, and wrapping up the week next Friday at home, and that with a matchup with Bedelia, and that matchup will be in Northrop a week from tomorrow night. We'll take one more timeout, and we'll come back with the second half between Martin County West and Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Chain Truman. 26-25, Mavericks up on top. We're back with the second half in 2 minutes here on 98 Country.
Welcome Oil Company of Welcome is your place to turn for bulk fuels and delivery. They carry farm oil and BP petroleum products, keeping engines and equipment running smoothly. Using advanced lubricant technology, these high-quality oils are formulated to meet or exceed the performance requirements of today's heavy-duty equipment. See Welcome Oil Company for fuel pumps, hoses, and hitchcock fuel carts. Call 507-728-8865. Welcome Oil Company of Welcome.
If you want more yield, the answer is A. Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans. A-Series soybeans are packed with outstanding yield potential and strong agronomics. And they're backed by hundreds of local trials to help you make the most out of every acre. Take your soybean yield to the next level. Learn more at pioneer.com/A-Series. Call Tracy Weavers, Claire Schmidt Jr., or Tristan Madej, your local Pioneer sales professionals at Elm Creek Agronomy of Northrop and East Chain at 507-436-5282. pioneer with you from the word go. Individual results may vary.
The Trimont Town Center Market is the store built by the community. Their deli makes it easy to grab a meal on the go or to take home. The bakery has fresh baked goods for any special occasion. The meat department offers great options in every price range, and their fresh fruits and vegetables in the produce department will have you coming back for more. They also have 24-hour pay at the pump fuel service and a liquor store. They're open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thank you for shopping the Trimont Town Center Market.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
More on Ace Hardware in the Trimont Town Center is your full-service Ace Hardware store. They carry a full line of Valspar, Clark, and Kensington paints. Grilling season is here, and you'll find Weber and Traeger grills in stock. You'll also find a full supply of lawn and garden items, including Craftsman and Toro lawn equipment. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. More in Ace Hardware. In the Trimont Town Center is a place with the helpful hardware folks.
Back in Grenada, we are just about set for the second half to get underway for tonight's matchup between the two high schools, two of the three high schools in Martin County West, and Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Chain Truman. It will be Jaguar basketball to lead things off here in the second half. Inbounds pass will be going this time to Borkenhagen, and he's in the front court. Basket to our right with it. Up on top this time now to Jensen. Jensen now with it. Going to get it back out this time here now to Hastad. Hastad back inside. Borkenhagen up and in underneath. Borkenhagen up and in. He's got 9. 27-26. Jaguars regain the lead as we're just underway in the second half from Grenada. Lucas Larson now with it on the high post right side. Gets it back inside to Wilmus. And Wilmus looking inside and he throws it away. Turnover now on Martin County West. We go the other way here now as it will be Borkenhagen attempting the inbounds pass to Grathwell. Back to Borkenhagen. He's up in the front court. Basket to our right this time. Top of the key, Borkenhagen. He's going to go to the high post left side this time with it now. Borkenhagen up on top to Jensen. Jensen with it now, getting it back to Grathwell on the high post. Right side, back up on top to Madsen. Madsen back over this time here now to Hastad. Hastad drives, shoots, no good. Rebound taken now by Kale Larson for Martin County West. We go the other way. Kale to the front court. Basket to our left here this time. The high post left side gets it to Lucas Larson. Back to Kale Larson. Back inside to Wilmus. Wilmus crotch score pass to Lucas Larson to Kale Larson. Kale from three. High post right side, no good. Rebound taken this time by Grathwell to the front court. Basket to our right this time is the Jaguars. Getting it back off this time here now to Hastad. Bounce pass inside Borkenhagen. Borkenhagen looking. Now he's going to keep it. Turnaround shot is no good. We got a whistle and a foul going to be called here now on Martin County West. Kale Larson, his first, the team's first of the second half. And it will be Jaguar basketball. 16:36 left to go in the game. A 27-26 lead for the Jaguars over Martin County West. Borkenhagen will attempt the inbounds pass here this time. He gets this one in now to Grathwell. Grathwell back to Borkenhagen now in the right corner. He takes the baseline, turns around, shoots, no good. Rebound taken by Lucas Larson for Martin County West. We go the other way. Lucas in the front court. Basket to our left here now to Kale Larson. Kale now on the high post, right side, sets the offense up. Brings it to the top of the key. Back now to Lucas Larson. Lucas getting it back off this time to Kale Larson. Now to Owens. Or Olsen, I should say. And he's going to overthrow Olsen and go out of bounds. It goes back here now to the Jaguars with 16:05 left to go here now in the contest. And Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Chain Truman with a 27-26 lead over Martin County West. With the basketball here now, it will be Hastad. Hastad back out to Grathwell. Back to Hastad. Hastad looks at a three, doesn't take it. Hastad now with it on the high post, left side. Back out now to Madsen, left wing. Madsen now with it. Going to get it back up now to Grathwell. Grathwell fires back out now to Madsen on the high post, left side. Madsen now getting it back off. This time here now to Grathwell. He drives in, fires back out to Hastad. He'll try a three from the right side, up and in. Nice patience that time here now by the Jaguar offense. They get the three, and they're up by four, 30-26. Lucas Larson now on the high post. Gets it back up now to Kale Larson, high post right side. Look into Wilmus, left side, and around the perimeter they go to Lucas Larson, up on top to Kale Larson. He tries a three, in and out, no good. Rebound Madsen for the Jaguars. Madsen gets that one off to Borkenhagen in the front court. Basket to our right this time. Borkenhagen back out to Jensen, now on the right wing. Jensen gets it now to Hested. Hested will drive, kicks it back out to Madsen. Up on top now to Grathwell. He'll try a three. That's no good. Rebound taken here now by Keel Larson for the Mavericks in the front court. Basket to our left. Kale underneath this time. Gets it back off to Wilmus. Wilmus will drive. He will shoot. It's blocked. And getting a piece of him that time will be Hasted. It's going to be his second now for the Jaguars with 14:42 left to go here in the contest. At the free throw line for a pair, Jacob Wilmus here now for Martin County West. Wilmus, a 6'3" junior here now. Wilmus takes a couple of dribbles, and the first free throw for Wilmus is up and no good off the front of the iron. Two in, two out now for Martin County West. Coming out here now, it will be Robin, and let's see here, coming out will be Olson. Back in now with Chase Owens. Shot put up again is no good. The rebound taken here now by the Jaguars with 14:38 left to go in the game. This is Grathwell up on top here now. Going to get it to Jensen. Back inside. Back out now to Hested now in the right corner. Getting it back off now to Grathwell. Grathwell underneath to Madsen. Puts it up and in. Jackson Madsen now up to six. And it's 32-26. Jaguars opening up a lead on Martin County West. With it now, Lucas Larson in the high post. Right side to Kale Larson. Kale will drive in. He will shoot. He will score. That one took a couple bounces before it decided to go in. And it did go in, and a timeout on the court with 14:07 left to go in the game. And our score, the Jaguars 32, Martin County West 28. We're back with more here from Grenada coming up in 1 minute.
Like it or not, winter is now here. Keep your family warm with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Weaver's has a full selection of snow boots in stock to keep your feet warm while out in the cold. You'll also find warm socks, stocking caps, gloves, and so much more. A great idea for the man or kid that works outside is Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Area farmers, are you looking for agronomy solutions that enhance your bottom line? Look no further than your Stateline Cooperative Agronomy team. At Stateline Co-op, we know your farm success depends on smart planning, reliable support, and expert advice. Our team of trusted advisors is ready to help with customized recommendations to maximize your yields and protect your bottom line. Give your local Stateline Co-op agronomist a call today to find out what the Stateline Advantage is all about. Stateline Cooperative, real people, real pride.
Back here in Grenada, Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Truman 32, and Martin County West 28 with 14:07 left to go here in the game. And it will be Jaguar basketball. Inbounds pass going to be going to Borkenhagen. He's heading up to the front court. Basket to our right this time. Borkenhagen, top of the key. Going to go out to the right wing here this time to Jensen. Jensen from three, top of the key is good. Eli Jensen now up to 13, and it's now a 7-point lead for the Jaguars, 34-28 over Martin County West. Kale Larson, front court, basket to our left to Lucas Larson, getting it back out this time here now to Wilmus, back out now to Kale Larson, getting it back off this time to Sharp on the left corner. Back inside now to Wilmus, a push-off foul going to be called here now on the Jaguars. Jaguars guilty of that one. Jackson Madsen picks up his second with 13:34 left to go in the game. And a 7-point lead for the Jaguars, 35-28 over Martin County West. And it will be Kale Larson to attempt the inbounds pass here this time. Kale gets it back into Wilmus underneath. Puts a shot up and in. Jacob Wilmus with his shot to go in. He's up to 8 now, and it's 35-30. Mavericks back to within 5. With it now, Borkenhagen, top of the key. Gets it off to Eli Jensen. Back out now, this time to Jensen. Underneath, looking for Hested, and right into the hands of one of the Mavericks. And we're going to go the other way now. Lucas Larson in the front court. Basket to our left. He will drive in, and he'll be called for traveling. Another turnover on the Mavericks with 13:06 left to go in the game. A 5-point lead now for Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Truman with a 35-30 lead over Martin County West. With it now, Borkenhagen in the front court. Basket to our right. Gets it to Madsen, now left side. Up to Minky. Minky gets it back out now to Grathwell in the left corner. Grathwell now with it. Almost loses it. He recovers it. Rathwell up on top to Madsen. High post left side. Madsen now with it. Looking. Getting it off now to Menke. Up to Rathwell on the high post right side. Rathwell now with it. Up on top, Menke. He'll trail long. Three. No good. Rebound. Fought for. Taken. This time by Rathwell. Puts it up. No good. And he's fouled. And Rathwell will go to the free throw line here now for the Jaguars. Rathwell will go to the free throw line for the Jaguars. Guilty of that one here is Cale Larson for Martin County West. That's his second with 12:33 left to go in the game. And a pair of free throws coming up here now for Rathwell. Brody Rathwell. That's his first point of the night. Yes, it is his first point of the night. Second free throw coming up here now for Brody Rathwell is up and no good. Rebound taken here now by Wilmus for Martin County West. Back off to Cale Larson. To Lucas Larson in the front court. Basket to our left. Back out now to Cale Larson. To Lucas Larson. Back to Cale Larson. High post left side. Bounce pass this time. Back inside to Wilmus. Dribbles. Shoots and scores. Wilmus gets that one to drop. He's in double figures with 10. Mavericks back to within 4. 36-32. Borkenhagen front court. Basket to our right. Borkenhagen goes all the way. Shoots and scores. And he's fouled. And he'll go to the free throw line. Borkenhagen now with 11 and a chance to make it 12. Guilty of that one here now. Chase Owens is second for the Mavericks. Third team foul here on Martin County West in the first half. And Borkenhagen has a chance to complete a three-point play here now for Martin Luther, Grenada, Huntley, East Chain, Truman, the Mavericks. Borkenhagen up to 11. Free throw is up, and Goody's up to 12. 12 for Bryce Borkenhagen, and it's 39-32. Jaguars on top of Martin County West. Maverick basketball now. Cale Larson front court. Basket to our left now to Olsen. Olsen taken this time here now by Owens. Goes in, shoots, scores, and he's fouled. Jacob, or check that. That'll be Chase Owens with his first two in the scorebook and a chance to complete a three-point play. Guilty of that one for the Jaguars will be Jackson Madsen. And Jeremiah Olsen will get a chance to complete. Or check that Chase Owens will get a chance to complete a three-point play here now for Martin County West. The free throw is up and good. He makes it. He's up to three now. Lead for the Jaguars down to four. 39-35, 11:50 left to go in the game. Borkenhagen getting it back off to Hested right side. Hested right up on top to Rathwell. Rathwell looking, turns around, shoots. No good. Rebound taken here now by the Mavericks. Maverick basketball and... almost turning it over and almost called for a travels, Martin County West, but they're now going to stay out of bounds. Back here now to Martin County West with 11:31 left to go here in the game. Subtime, Eli Jensen back in for the Jaguars here now. He's going to come back in for Brody Rathwell with 11:31 left to go here in the ball game. 39-35, Martin County West trailing Martin Luther, Grenada, Huntley, East Chain, Truman. Taking it out this time is Olsen on the high post. Left side. Back out to Cale Larson. Back inside now to Wilmus. Bounce pass inside to Owen. Turnaround jump shot. Owen with a layup. No good. Rebound taken here now by the Jaguars. We go the other way. Borkenhagen in the front court. Basket to our right this time. Borkenhagen looking. Gets rid of it to Madsen. Madsen drives. He will shoot. In and out. No good. The rebound taken here by Robin and Martin County West. We go the other way now. Lucas Larson up to, I should say, to Cale Larson. Cale drives, shoots, and no good. Rebound taken now, this time by Olsen. Goes down to the right corner, now to the wing. Bounce pass inside this time. Turnaround shot, no good again. Here now by Robin, and the rebound. And oh, a travel going to be called here now. They're going to call a travel here now on the Jaguars. It goes back now to the Mavericks with 10:40 left to go here in the contest. And a timeout called here now by Martin Luther, Grenada, Huntley, East Chain, Truman. We'll step aside with 10:40 left to go in the game. It's Martin Luther, Grenada, Huntley, East Chain, Truman, 39, and Martin County West, 35. We're back with more in 1 minute.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team.
We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at UHD.org. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
10:40 left to go in the contest. The Jaguars 39, Martin County West 35. It will be Maverick basketball. Inbounds pass attempted this time by Chase Owens. He's going to get that in now to Kale Larson. Kale back to Robin. Robin now with it at the free throw line. Back to Olsen. Inside to Wilmus. Wilmus turnaround jump shot is no good. Rebounds his own shot. Wilmus again dribbles. Turns around. Shoots again. No good. But he's fouled and he'll go to the free throw line. Foul going to be called here now on the Jaguars. Guilty of that one will be Bryce Borkenhagen. Second personal on Bryce. That'll be the fourth team foul here now on Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Jane Truman. At the free throw line, Jacob Wilmus for a pair here now. He's got 10. First free throw for Wilmus is good. Wilmus up to 11 now, 39-36. Two in, two out now for the Jaguars as we have Grathwall and Hastad back in and back out. Will be Emmert and Studer. Second free throw coming up here for Jacob Wilmus here now for Martin County West. That one is up. That one is no good. Rebound taken this time by Hassett. He almost loses it, but he recovers it. Back to Grathwall to the front court. Basket to our right this time. 10:19 left to go in the game. Madsen back up on top to Jensen. Jensen now with it for the Jaguars. Back out to Grathwell, right side. Grathwell up on top here, another Borkenhagen. Borkenhagen drives, loses the basketball, picks it right back up though, however. Gets it better way, recovered by Grathwell. Wide open underneath, Hastad up, and he blows the easy layup. Rebound taken here now by the Mavericks. We go the other way. We're under 10 minutes left to go in the game. With it here now, Kale Larson on the high post. Right side, he stops, he shoots, that's no good. Rebound taken by Madsen for the Jaguars. Madsen back out this time here now. Going to get it back off to Grathwall. Grathwall to Jensen. Jensen for three, misses everything from the right side. And the ball will end up going out of bounds. It'll go back to Martin County West with 9:34 left to go in the game. A three-point lead here now for Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Chain Truman, subtime. Lucas Larson and Kane Sharp back in the ball game. They'll come back in. Robin will come out, as will Jacob Wilmus. No, it won't be Wilmus. It'll actually be Jeremiah Olson here now. Will come out for Martin County West. 9:34 left to go in the game, and a three-point lead here now for the Jaguars. They have the Mavericks have the basketball. Lucas Larson to Kale Larson. Kale locks it a three, doesn't take it. Goes back inside this time. To Wilmus, back around the perimeter. Here's a three for Kale. Larson is good. Kale Larson gets the three to drop. He's got 16, and we're all tied up at 39 with 9:10 left to go in the game. With it here now, Borkenhagen. Borkenhagen driving, fires it back out to Madsen. High post, left side. Madsen now with it. Going to get that one back off this time here now to Grathwall. Grathwall gets it back out now. And up on top, we go back now to Borkenhagen. Borkenhagen will drive. He wants to take a shot. Now gets it underneath. Nice move that time, and a shot up and good by Eli Jensen. He's up to 15 now. And that puts the Jaguars back up on top, 41-39. With it here now, Lucas Larson on the high post, right side to Kale Larson, high post, left side. Looks at a three, doesn't take it. Here's going to be getting it off now to Lucas Larson. To Wilmus now on the right wing. Wilmus back inside, this time to Sharp. Around the perimeter they go. Kale Larson will try a three. That's no good. Rebound taken here now by Borkenhagen for the Jaguars. Grathwall down court looking for Hastad, and he overthrows him. He overthrows Hastad that time with 8:15 left to go in the contest. And now coming back in, Jeremiah Olson here now for Martin County West. Coming back out is Josh Robin. 41-39, a two-point lead here now for the Jaguars. Maverick basketball. With it now, Lucas Larson to Kale Larson. Looking back out to Olsen now in the left corner. Wants to bounce, go for a bounce pass. He gets it off this time to Kale Larson. Kale back to Lucas Larson on the high post. left side. Going to go back out this time here now to Wilmus. Back out to Keel Larson to Olsen from three left corner. In and out. No good. Rebound taken here now by the Jaguars. We go the other way. Borkenhagen in the front court. Basket to our right this time. Down to 7:41 left to go in the game. Borkenhagen top of the key. Finds an opening. Gets it back out to Hestad. Hestad up on top this time here. Now to Madsen. Eyes a three. Drive. Shoots. And it's good. It's off the glass and good that time here now by Madsen. Jackson Madsen now up to eight. Back up to a four-point lead, rather, here now for the Jaguars, 43-39. With it here now is Kale Larson. Kale getting it off to Lucas Larson on the high post. Left side, high post, right side, Kale Larson. Kale back to Lucas. Back inside this time to Wilmus. Wilmus inside to Olsen. Back out this time now to Kale Larson. Kale will drive. Lose the basketball. And taken away this time by Madsen for the Jaguars. We're under 7 minutes left to go in the game. Borkenhagen now with it. He will drive. He will hold things up. Gets it back off to Madsen. Madsen underneath. Trying to get around a defender. He puts it up. It's going to be no good, but a foul going to be called here now. And Lucas Larson will pick up his first personal foul, fourth team foul of the second half here now for Martin County West with 6:47 left to go in the game. And a pair of free throws coming up here now for Jackson Madsen. First one is up and good. Jackson Madsen now with 9, 44-39. As both teams with some subs here now. Second free throw coming up here now for Jackson Madsen now for the Jaguars. That one is up. That one is in and out. No good. The rebound taken here now by Robin for Martin County West. Back off this time here now to Kale Larson. Kale back out to Wilmus on the right wing. Back up on top to Kale Larson to Lucas Larson. Now to Olsen now in the left corner. Back out to Lucas Larson. High post left side. Back out to Olsen. He tries a three left side. That's no good. Rebound. Robin back up and no good. Rebound taken by Borkenhagen now for the Jaguars. We go the other way now. Front court basket to our right. Borkenhagen underneath. Bounce pass inside. Loose basketball and taken away this time here now by the Mavericks. We go the other way. Wilmus now with it on the high post. He will drive all the way, shoot, and no good, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line. Jacob Wilmus will go to the free throw line now for Martin County West. Guilty of that one here now for the Jaguars. It will be Brody Grathwall, his third. Hatstead will check back in now for the Jaguars with 6:06 left to go in the game. And a pair of free throws coming up here now for Wilmus, and the first free throw is good. Jacob Wilmus now with his first free throw. Attempt good, up to 12 now, 44-40. Madsen will come out here now for the Jaguars. Second free throw for Jacob Wilmus. That one is up. That one is good. He makes them both. Wilmus making them both. He's up to 13 here now, and it's a 44-41 lead again for the Jaguars with 6 minutes left to go in the game. Getting it back out to Jensen. Jensen now this time here now to Shell back in the ball game. Shell loose basketball, picks it up again, now gets it back off to Jensen. To Grethel, I should say. Back to Hestad now on the right side. Back out to Jensen. Shot blocked that time by Keel Larson right into the hands of Hestad. Turnaround jump shot. Hestad is no good. Rebound taken here by the Mavericks. Wilmus gets the rebound off to Lucas Larson to the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Gets it off now. The high post left side here now. Luke to Keel Larson. Keel to Robin now in the left corner. Back out now to Keel Larson. Out to Lucas Larson. Lucas getting it back out this time. Up on top, going to go to Kale Larson. Back out this time to Robin on the left side. Robin back out to Kale Larson to the free throw line. Getting it back to Wilmus. Turnaround shot this time by Robin is no good. We have got ourselves a timeout or a travel. A travel is going to be called here now. Travel is going to be called here now on the Jaguars. And it'll be Maverick basketball with 5:04 left to go in the game. Madsen will check back in here as well. Madsen will check back in here now for Bradle Shell. And it will be Maverick basketball. Inbounds pass attempted this time by Lucas Larson with 5:04 left to go in the game. Lucas getting it back in underneath. We got a whistle and a foul from behind. Going to be called here now on the... on the Jaguars. Guilty of that one. Carson Hested, number three for Carson. That's the 16th foul here now on the Jaguars. Next team foul will send Martin County west of the free throw line. Kale Larson, with it out to Lucas Larson. To Olson in the left and the right corner. Back now to Wilmus at the free throw line. Wilmus now with it. Back out to Olson. He will take the baseline from the right corner. Shoot. No, and score. They're going to count the basket, and the free throw is coming up here now. Guilty of that one here now will be Eli Jensen, his first. 17 foul. However, this is going to be a shooting foul, as it will be. It will be Jeremiah Olson at the free throw line to complete a three-point play. That's his first basket of the night, and the free throw is good. That's his first 3 points of the night here now for Jeremiah Olson. We're up to a 44-44 tie, 4:44 left to go in the game. With it here now is Jensen. Jensen to Grathwall underneath, up on top to Madsen. Madsen looks at a three. He'll try one from the top of the key. That one is going to be no good. Rebound fought for Barkenhagen, puts it back up and in, and he's fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line. Borkenhagen to attempt a three-point play here this time. Borkenhagen gets the basket, and guilty of the foul that time will be Lucas Larson. And at the free throw line to complete the three-point play, Bryce Borkenhagen. He's got 15 now. Free throw is up, and good. He's got 16. Borkenhagen now with 16. Timeout on the court with 4:30 left to go in the game. And our score, Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Truman 47, and Martin County West 44. We're back with more in 30 seconds.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Back in Grenada, 4 minutes, 30 seconds left to go in the game. Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Truman 47, and Martin County West 44. Great to have you along here tonight at 98.1 FM. Inbounds pass this time to Kale Larson to the front court. Basket to our right. Or check that to our left. Kale Larson now with it. Off now to Lucas Larson in the high post. Right side going up to Kale Larson. Kale back inside to Wilmus. Wilmus back up on top. Here's a three-pointer for Kale Larson off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound taken here by the Mavericks. Back to Kale Larson. Kale drives, shoots. No good. Airballs it. Rebound taken by Owens to Olson. Out on top now to Lucas Larson for three. That's no good. Out of bounds. It'll go back here now to the Jaguars. Back to the Jaguars with 3:59 left to go in the game. Robin back in the ball game here now, as he's back in for Olson now for Martin County West. It's Jaguar basketball. Grathwall to the front court. Basket to our right. Getting it back out now to Madsen. Madsen back inside now to Hested. Hested now with it. Back out to Madsen on the left side. Right back up on top here now. Man-to-man defense applied now by Martin County West. Here's Hested now with it on the right wing. Looking inside to Borkenhagen. He gets it, puts it up, misses an easy layup, and the rebound taken here now by Martin County West. Up on top with it now is going to be Wilmus. Wilmus looking, fires back out to Kale Larson. Kale back inside. Shot put up is good that time here now. Good that time by Josh Robin. That's his fourth point. The lead down to one for the Jaguars, 47-46. With it now, Borkenhagen up on top to Minky. Minky, top of the key here now for the Jaguars, drives in. Almost loses it. We've got double dribble here now on the Jaguars. We goes back the other way with 3:04 left to go in the game. Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Truman 47, Martin County West 46. At the 3 minute mark, 3 minutes left to go in the game. To Lucas Larson. Lucas getting it back inside here now. Ball knocked out of bounds that time here now by the Jaguars. It goes back here now to the Mavericks with 2:53 left to go in the game. Inbounds pass attempted this time here now by Owens. Out on top. Here's a three-point attempt this time for Lucas Larson out of bounds. Off of the Mavericks is going to go back here now to the Jaguars with 2:48 now left to go in the game. 1-point lead for the Jaguars, 47-46, Jaguar basketball. And with it here, Grathwell to the front court basket to our right. Gets it back out to Hastad. Back inside now to Borkenhagen. Borkenhagen now with it. Double team, got to get rid of it. He gets it off to Minky now in the right corner. Minky now with it, getting it back and getting it off to Borkenhagen. Borkenhagen will drive in. He will shoot. He will miss the shot. The rebound taken this time here now by Wilmus for Martin County West. Wilmus takes it all the way up and in. Wilmus gets the shot to drop that time. Two more for Wilmus. He's got 15, and the Mavericks regain the lead 48-47 with 2:09 left to go in the game. With it here now is Minky, top of the key. Minky now with it to Borkenhagen, now on the right wing. Borkenhagen now with it. He will take the baseline. Looking, bounce pass inside Madsen. Madsen now with it. Going to get it back out to Hastad. Hastad up on top this time here now to Minky. Minky now with it. Drives in, looking. Fires back. Hastad for three, left side, good. Carson Hastad for three. He's got eight. That puts the Jaguars back up here by a pair, 50-48 with 90 seconds left to go in the game. With it now here, Owens takes the baseline, shoots and scores. Owens takes the baseline, shoots and scores. Timeout on the court, and we will step aside as well with a minute 26 left to go in the game. A 50-50 tie between Martin County West and Martin Luther, Grenada, Huntley, East Chain, Truman. We're back with more in 1 minute from Grenada.
Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells. New Way K&H Cooperative offers Senex Superlube TMS, the parasynthetic diesel engine oil built for hardworking equipment. Superlube TMS delivers superior sludge protection, extended oil life, and durability to keep your engines running strong in the toughest conditions. Right now, during the New Way K&H Cooperative Winter Oil Tote Sale, save 40% on Gravity Totes, plus great deals on Senex Oil and Grease. Buy 100 gallons and get a $50 Visa gift card. Call New Way K&H Cooperative or visit newway-knh.com today.
Minute 26 left to go in the game with a 50-50 tie. Martin County West and Martin Luther. Grenada, Huntley, East Chain, Truman. Inbounds pass this time. Going to go to Grathwell to the front court. Basket to our right here now for the Jaguars. Going to get it back off this time here now to Borkenhagen up on top. Borkenhagen back out to Hastad. Hastad now with it. Off to Grathwell. Grathwell finds an opening drive. Shoots and scores. Brody Grathwell now with his third point. 52-50 with a minute left to go in regulation. With it here now, Lucas Larson out to Kale Larson. Back out to Wilmus now on the right wing now to Kale Larson. Kale to Lucas. Lucas back out this time to Cash Owens, taking the baseline, shooting and scoring. Cash Owens gets that one to, Chase Owens, I should say, gets that one to go down in a 52-52 tie with 40 seconds left to go in regulation. Madsen up on top to Hastad. Hastad now with it, looking, back up to Madsen. Madsen will drive in, turn around, shoot, and score off the glass. Madsen gets that one to drop. Madsen now with 11, 54-52, 20 seconds left to go in regulation. Back to Wilmus, back inside, loose basketball, out of bounds, off of the Jaguars. It goes back to the Mavericks with 14.6 seconds left to go in regulation. A 2-point lead for the Jaguars, 54-52, and a timeout called on the court, and we'll step aside as well. With 14.6 seconds left to go in the game, the Jaguars 54, the Mavericks 52, back with more in 1 minute.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Back in Grenada, 14.6 seconds left to go in regulation. A two-point lead here now for the Jaguars of Martin Luther. Grenada, Huntley, East Chain, Truman over Martin County West. It'll be Lucas Larson to attempt the inbounds pass to Kale Larson with 12 seconds. Kale back inside Wilmus. Wilmus, turnaround jump shot. Wilmus is no good, and still a loose basketball, and they're going to call that one out of bounds. Back to Martin County West, I do believe. No, they're going to call, they got a timeout called. Martin County West got a timeout called with 6 seconds left to go in regulation. 54-52 our score. Jaguars up by two. We'll step aside and come back with more in 1 minute.
Here's a question for you. How do you know if you're banking at the best place for you? Ask yourself, are you getting great service from people you like? Are you getting great rates on your deposits? Can you open accounts online? Is the mobile banking app fast and easy to use? Do you feel appreciated? At Bank Midwest, we check all those boxes because everything we do is all about you. It's not only what we do, but how we do it. Bank Mid how? Bank Midwest. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Dustin. Are you a farmer, landowner, or investor looking to buy or sell real estate in Minnesota or Iowa? Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited has over 60 years of experience with helping clients buy and sell farmland. If you need appraisals, auctions, private land sales, or just some help with navigating through a transaction, we are here to help. We are a family-owned business, and ag assets are what we know. So if you are looking for experienced farmland experts, contact Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited in Fairmont, Minnesota, or find us online at auctioneeralley.com.
6 seconds left to go in regulation. Mavericks have the basketball down by 254-52, and we have got a whistle and a kicking violation going to be called here now on the Jaguars as the Mavericks bounced it off one of the Jaguars' legs that time with 6 seconds left to go here in regulation. 54-52, Martin Luther, Grenada, Huntley, East Chain, Truman with the lead over Martin County West. And I don't know if they didn't get the clock going in time here. Coach Workenhagen raising a concern about that here now, as it will be Wilmus attempting the inbounds pass here now for Martin County West. Now they're going to take 0.3 seconds off the clock. So now we're down to 5.7 seconds left to go. Inbounds pass this time going to be tried by Owens. Timeout again called here. Owens could not quite get the ball in. So Martin County West has to use another timeout with 5.7 seconds left to go. Our score, the Jaguars 54 and the Mavericks 52. We're back with more from Grenada in 30 seconds.
If you're looking for higher yield and greater insights, visit with Troy at Troy Jensen Seeds of East Chain. DeKalb focuses their energies on doing all they can to move your corn expectations forward by improving performance no matter the challenge. That mission has made them an industry leader for over 100 years. Asgro and Stein has been committed to helping farmers get the most consistent performance from their soybean acres through innovations in seed and high yield practices. For more information, give Troy a call at 507-399-1500. That's Troy Jensen, Seeds of East Chain.
5.7 seconds left to go in regulation. Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Truman 54, Martin County West 52. Inbounds pass this time, going to go into Wilmus. Wilmus will drive, shoot, no good, and a foul going to be called here now on the Jaguars. Guilty of that one here is Carson Hasted, number 4 on Carson. That'll be 2 shots coming up here because in the act of shooting. Now we're down to 3.4 seconds left to go in the game. Jacob Wilmus for a pair and a chance to tie it to possibly send it to overtime for Martin County West. First free throw for Jacob Wilmus. That one is up. That one is in and out. No good. Jaguar fans loving that one. Second free throw coming up here now for Jacob Wilmus. subtime. Griffin Studer will come back into the ballgame here now for Brody Grathwall. And now they're going to bring Kane Sharp back in the ballgame here now for the Mavericks. He'll come back in here now for Chase Owens. 3.4 seconds left to go in the game. Will miss his second free throw coming up here now for Martin County West. He's intentionally missed it. It's going to end up going off the basket and out of bounds. It goes back to the Jaguars with 3 seconds left to go in the game. Two subs back in again here now. Back in here now, Olsen and Owens for the Jaguars, for the Mavericks, I should say. And now back in here we have Grathwall for the Jaguars. 3 seconds left to go in the game. Inbounds pass this time goes to Minky, and a foul call this time here now on a Chase Owens, or is it Olsen? Let's see here. Is it going to be Olsen? I think it's Olsen. Yep, it's Olsen. Olsen picks up his third personal. Sixth team foul here now for the Mavericks. 1.7 seconds left to go in regulation. Down court pass, and it's going to be knocked away, taken by Heston at the buzzer, and the Jaguars win the ball game. Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Chain Truman wins it. Final score 54-52 over Martin County West. We'll add things up here, and we'll have our final numbers from Grenada in 2 minutes. You're listening to High School Basketball on 98 Country.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas, who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264.
Nutrien Ag Solutions of East Chain provides not only the products you require, fertilizer, seed, and crop protection products, they also offer many valuable agronomic services farmers need to succeed. Their total package approach is tailored to meet the needs of customers like you. With the advent of precision farming and other strategies designed to enhance your efficiency, their services have become a high priority. They understand it's a tough business and plan to continue offering a total package of quality products and superior service at Nutrien Ag Solutions of East Chain. Landa Pressure Washers from Schuster's Pressure Washer Sales and Service of Fairmont has become the most trusted name in hot water pressure washers in North America. Landa has one of the most aggressive and responsive warranty policies, providing customers with the assurance that when you buy a Landa, you're buying equipment built to last and safe to use. Schuster's Pressure Washers also carries car and truck wash soaps and brushes. For more information about Landa Pressure Washers, call Schuster's Pressure Washer Sales and Service or check them out at landa.com.
Welcome, Well Company of Welcome is your place to turn for bulk fuels and delivery. They carry farm oil and BP petroleum products, keeping engines and equipment running smoothly. Using advanced lubricant technology, these high-quality oils are formulated to meet or exceed the performance requirements of today's heavy-duty equipment. See Welcome Well Company for fuel pumps, hoses, and hitchstock fuel carts. Call 507-728-8865. Welcome Well Company of Welcome.
And we are back here in Grenada, and it was a pretty good matchup here between the Jaguars of Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Chain Truman, and the Martin County West Mavericks. This one going to the Jaguars tonight, final score 54-52. As we take a look at the final numbers here, first of all here for Martin County West, we have 16 points from Kale Larson, 4 for Lucas Larson, 3 points for Kane Sharp off the bench. Josh Robin had 4, 15 for Jacob Wilmus, 3 points here for Jeremiah Olson, and 7 for Chase Owens, a total of 52 points here for Martin County West, and they dropped to 5-9. Now for Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Chain Truman, we had 15 from Bryce Borkenhagen, 15 from Eli Jensen, 3 from Brody Grathwall, 2 points here for Reagan Emmert, 9 for Jackson Madsen, and 8 here for Carson Heston. A total of 54 points here for the Jaguars of Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Chain Truman, and they go to 7-7, and the Mavericks go to 5-9. After tonight now, next up for Martin County West, they're off until Saturday. They take on Sleepy Eye up in Springfield, And then a couple of home games next week for the Mavericks. They host Nicolet on Tuesday and then host New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva next Thursday. Now for the Jaguars, coming up here after tonight, they have some games coming up. They're off until Monday as they go to Fulda to take on here in Lake Okabena, Lakefield, Holden. And then, Fulda, I should say, and then they go to Alden Conger, Glenville, Emmons, and Alden on Tuesday. And then they host Medelia a week from tomorrow night up in Northrop. And that's what's next here for both the Jaguars and the Mavericks. Coming up next for us tomorrow night, doubleheader basketball from Iowa. We'll be in Armstrong for a matchup between North Union and North Iowa. We'll be on the air 6:15 with the girls' game and the boys to follow at around 7:30, 7:45 right here on 98.1 FM. Plus, we also have a basketball doubleheader on AM 1560 tomorrow night. Blue Earth area and Maple River girls and boys action. That will be a 6:30 start tomorrow night over on AM 1560 and 95.3 FM. That's going to wrap things up here for us from Grenada tonight. Our thanks to all of our wonderful sponsors for bringing you tonight's game. Thanks to my engineer, Reese Fenske, back at our main studio in Blue Earth. And our thanks to you for listening here as well. Once again, the final score. The Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Truman 54, and Martin County West 52 for KBEW 98 Country and KBEW98Country.com Sports. I'm Royce Murrah saying good night from Grenada. You've been listening to Boys High School Basketball on 98 Country. Tonight's game has been brought to you by Bank Midwest of Fairmont and Sherburne, Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited of Fairmont, Troy Jensen Seeds of East Chain, East Chain LP Gas, Nutrient Ag Solutions of East Chain, Schuster's Pressure Washer Sales and Service of Fairmont, Welcome Oil Company of Welcome, Elm Creek Agronomy of Northrop and East Chain, the Trimont Town Center Market, Moore and Ace Hardware of Trimont, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, State Line Cooperative, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, United Hospital District, M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson of Blue Earth and Wells, New Way K&H Cooperative, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, and by Greg Piney, your pioneer dealer of Delavan. This has been a sports presentation of KBEW and KBEW98Country.com Sports.
My Country Station.
My Country. All day long.
Hey, y'all, this is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98 Country, today's country.
I got a souped-up ride and I really want to ride you around. And this time of night, there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road to see how fast this thing will go. With that shoulder on the side looking mighty fine right now. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood. Got like 700 horses under the hood. But I can't hold you at this high speed. And you look good in that side. Like a racetrack, or we can turn the key and let the seas lay way back. Count the midnight windshield stars, watch the sunrise in my arms. If we don't go nowhere, girl, I wouldn't hate that. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood. Got like 700 horses under the hood, but I can't hold you at this high speed. And you look good in that side.
Tyler Hubbard with Park. Let's check some entertainment history for the 16th of January. On television, we saw Star Trek Voyager make its debut on this day, 1995. Movies, Paul Blart Mall Cop, one of my favorites. It premiered the 16th of January, 2009. That's entertainment history.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
98 Country Weather is brought to you by
Bravo Zulu House of Winnebago is declaring war on veteran PTSD. Bravo Zulu House is America's first sober living home for veterans with PTSD and addiction. Help them heal. Visit BravoZuluHouse.org for more information or to donate.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Paul Frobley. And here's your 98 Country forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 25. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Slight chance for mixed precipitation, changing to all snow. Tomorrow, 41 overcast skies. Lows level off around 3 above tomorrow night. A mix of clouds and sunshine and dry Saturday and Sunday near 10 above. Saturday near 0 by Sunday. Currently 32.
I just love that country music.
I do love country music.
I love country music.
98 Country.
We were sitting up there on your mama's roof, talking about everything under the moon. With a smell of honeysuckle and your perfume, all I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me all night? Except for that long one after that, and I knew if I wanted this thing to last, sooner or later I'd have to ask for your hand. So I took a chance, bought a wedding band, and got down on one knee. And you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me or not?
I think you know I love you a lot. I think we got a real good.
gonna kiss me tonight. Makes you believe all the waiting round was worth it, but one of them meant to be. Mine showed up out of nowhere in just a t-shirt and some jeans, and I knew right then, right there, she looked like forever to me. She gave 18 summers to Carolina, spent a few more gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my knee. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. Well, there ain't no dancing round it when your whole world's standing there. Just cause we talked about it didn't mean I wasn't scared. And right there where